broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
You didn't have the stinger.
No.
Stinger comes later.
We don't usually do that after the intro.
Comes back later.
Because we just mentioned Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee.
Okay.
Let me hear it. Okay. Can you get just stinger. A stinger?
Yeah, if I can find it.
Listen to this, folks. Tell me what you think. Text me.
Stinger. I can't find it now.
We're out.
No stings.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Hi, Fee. How are you?
Good, Bubby.
How you Jack doing? Sticks around. Jack, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Rocker over there in the corner looking as beautiful as ever. And the man with the brains.
Behind the board.
The man with the plan.
Man with the brains.
Yes.
Is sitting
McNeil.
At home. Kissing his lovely wife, Courtney.
No, he's somewhere.
He showed me how to do this stuff. But.
Who kissed his wife?
Ooh, hello. Yeah. Nice. Very nice. What a week.
Great week for the Indians.
I'll tell you, when things click,
it's big.
Sports Talk runs pretty good.
Goes good.
And then you have a day like today where all hell breaks loose in the sports world.
Yes.
And you got so many different things we can talk about tonight.
Yep.
But we're going to start off. We're going to talk about that Indian football victory.
Big.
Saturday night at Arcanum in a game in which the Indians go in at a 14 seed. Big argument, Jack.
Yeah. Big argument.
Upset or not?
Sure it is.
I'd have to think.
14-3, it's got to be an upset.
Absolutely.
Oh, I was getting grossed out. Kirby, it ain't an upset when Mac plays a CCZ team. And I got to agree with him a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially when you hear that.
Everybody could predict it.
First round's what, like 56-5?
Yeah.
I think it's even higher than that.
Upset, but not a surprise.
So you're going upset, not surprised.
But not surprised. Yes. All right.
See, I like to find the middle ground in things.
Mm-hmm. If we play Arcanum 20 times, we win 15.
Yes.
Yeah. We were the better team.
Yes.
Yeah. They could not stop our run. They couldn't stop the trenches. We beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we win and lose games.
And we did a nice job defensively, but that quarterback's good.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big kid, got a good arm. He probably had four passes that were touchdowns that were, even he backs it off about it or just gives a little more air underneath it. He had them kids that just barely couldn't quite get to it. He overthrew him a little bit, but man, he's got a nice arm.
He does. And
somebody
said Ball State or something looking at him.
Several Mac schools have talked to him.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to play him next year.
I ain't scared.
I'm not scared,
but I'd rather not play him again. I don't want to embarrass
him. If we play him again, that means we're in a playoffs game.
But we'd beat him and we'd embarrass him, and I don't want to do that. He's too good a player.
I was really impressed with the Indians defensively. I thought up front we played well. Riley Heiser is just a really good football player.
Boy, he really is. He turned out, you just didn't know. I mean, his size and stuff, but man, he hits the holes hard and fast, and he's hard to tackle. I mean, he gets eight yards every time he takes off.
There was a couple plays where they broke, and they got pressure on him. He made that first guy miss and would gain 7 or 8 yards.
Yep. And he did a lot of that. And Logan comes in and gives him a little break every once in a while. That kind of helps out. It's a little bit different, the pound and the quickness. And I like it. I think so far it looks pretty good.
I do, too. And Cale Ramel was tremendous, and the offensive line did a great job. And defensively... Brent said he made a little bit of adjustment. Is that right?
He did. And when he was on the show, he kind of said something about that. They came out and they ran right down the field, touchdown. And I thought, we're gonna have to outscore these guys because that was too easy. But he ended up he went to a 3-man rush on the front, dropped a guy back, and that really screwed him up. I mean, it seemed like they just wasn't getting that easy pass on the outsides all the time. So hats off to Brent. Good job.
Absolutely.
Well, I like the first half. when you know we had the regular defense up there, four, sometimes five, and kind of rushing him a little bit, and that to me, I thought that worked, but it worked better when he's changed it over to a three-man front with an extra defender back there, and that that eliminated some of those chances at those
his first couple possessions. I mean, he was throwing to wide open guys. Yeah. I mean, just and all it was a little six-yard pass out there, and we just weren't there.
Yeah,
we were giving them 10, 12
yards. Why
did they
stop doing that? Did we stop that for them?
I think we could come up with pressure on them.
I'm not smart enough to see that. I just noticed it.
We did. We played a great game, you know, and the Indians win their fourth game of the season, and now we move our attention to the Anna Rockets. That game was 28-0 last time we played them, but that 28-0 score has nothing to do with that game.
No.
We moved the ball.
Yeah. In fact, I think we were inside the 20 maybe four times and didn't come away with any points, you know, so we just got to make adjustments at that 20-yard line and in and see what happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get them four touches.
And I did get to listen to Joe Bruns always records a talk with the coach for our pregame show on Saturday. He recorded it today because he's going to be gone on the weekend. And Brent, I don't think he gave details, but we have a different way of doing defense than we did then because we were working on trying to figure out.
No secrets.
Anna's listening. They're going to figure out that we're not.
Neil lost the game for us.
Well, if they haven't watched a tape since that game, then maybe I did give it away. But we don't have play the same defense or the same people in the same positions as we did back then.
I can tell you this much, Fee. Is that talking to those six seniors?
Yep,
every one of them wanted to play in again.
I think so too.
And
it's always tough to beat that same team twice too.
It is, and come back. We got a little swag going right now. You know,
I think so too. And I think they kind of got that. We got nothing to lose, you know, attitude, and that's usually dangerous when they start doing that.
The weather's going to be absolutely perfect Saturday night. 60 degrees and not a cloud in the sky.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep.
Where are you going to be?
Brown County. Look at it, leaves. It's beautiful.
Hey, well, you could be at
any wineries we should go to down there.
You could be at Anna watching the train
down there. There's a bunch of them in that area.
Fee, you should be at Anna watching the train go by.
I know.
Six times during the game.
I'm out on that. You're a loser.
So you going to French Lick while you're down there?
I don't know if we're going that far or not. We were supposed to go see Three Dog Night.
Ooh.
And I don't know, there's some venue down there that we were supposed to go see Three Dogs.
Well, I never been to Spain. But I kind of like the music. Hey, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Not one of my least favorite Three Dog Night songs, but yeah.
Are you stupid?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with Three Dog Night.
I like Three Dog Night.
I love Three Dog Night.
But you didn't like Never Been to Spain.
They're about 80 apiece, though, I think.
Huh?
They got about 280 years in between.
Think about that. It'd be like going to go watch Kenny Romer.
Yep.
Who's 80? How old's Kenny Romer? 75?
75 to 80, yeah.
75 and
a half. That's who, Kenny Romer.
Jim Cooper.
What are we watching them do?
Sing. That's how old these guys are.
That's how Spencey. Old.
They're my age.
You're not 72. You're 72.
Yeah. It's my birth month.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Birthdays.
So beautiful.
The whole month.
Yeah, yep. You celebrate big time.
Yeah. One, I used to. I can barely stay awake past dark now.
Yeah.
One.
Is the loneliest number that you ever do.
You like that song?
I love that song. I got to hear that song before any radio station played it.
Really?
Yep. Got a friend of mine that said, you got to hear this. Hands me the album. And the first song is One. At that time, the name of the album was Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Within a month of when One came out the next week, the name of the album was Three Dog Night One. They changed the name. I have the original album without One on it.
You might want to keep that. Get it signed. Give it to Phil. Get it signed.
Yeah. Down there?
So you're awesome. Going down there? You going to listen to them?
Well, they switched everything. The only people that can get in there are the people with vaccine, or it's a shot.
Man.
Or you got to have a... Within 72 hours, you have to be tested. Well, I'm in.
You're in.
But everybody I'm going with.
The cohort.
So leave them.
Well, yeah.
So I can
you'll be in there.
I might be in the wave. The wave.
Yay. Well, have a great time, buddy. And I'm sure we'll keep you posted on the Indians
absolutely,
and Anna.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm really looking forward to this game. And you know, I tweeted after the game, all them kids have done all year is play their asses off. And,
absolutely.
And,
that,
absolutely. And that's all we can ask as yep. fans of Fort Recovery.
Yep. Yes.
You know?
And they've done that pretty much every minute of every game.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's take a break, Spencey. We got Steve Hellwagon from 24/7 Sports coming. We're going to give him a buzz here in 10 minutes. We're going to talk Buckeye sports. Steve's a huge Reds fan. So we're going to talk about the Tucker Barnhart trade. Steve's a great guy to just kind of talk all kinds of sports, and we'll dab into OBJ and
OBJ,
and we're going to talk about our unbelievable cross country team.
They're on fire.
They are. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection. Here are just a few items in their freezer section that'll help you save time and money. They have about a dozen varieties of Banquet and Michelina's frozen dinners for just $4 for $5. Packages of Hot Pockets are $2 for $5. They have 8-count packages of Best Choice Burritos for $4.99. And Banquet Pot Pies are $5 for $5. And they have many varieties of ready-to-heat and eat meals from Healthy Choice, Lean Cuisine, and P.F. Chang's. Stop in and check out their selection at Wayne Street Market, your hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
It's Halloween weekend, and Brick Street Tavern is having a big party this Saturday. Costumes are welcome, and Rock and Russ will be playing your dance and party music all night long. So get your costume ready, grab your friends, and head on up for a great party. Don't miss the Halloween party at Brick Street Tavern this Saturday night. It's always one of the biggest parties of the year. And they'll have Hammer Jockeys playing live next Saturday night. Elf, the musical presented by the Jay County Civic Theater, is coming to Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th. The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery band director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advance sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Tickets purchased the week of the show will be $2 higher. You don't want to miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, coming up December 8th through 11th at Arts Place in Portland. Get your tickets now.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Tiger Woods Stinger.
Stinger.
Sports Talk with Bubba and V. I like that.
Howdy, boy, Chuck.
Huh? Chuck, good job, Chuck. Chuckie. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Come
Chuckie
on,
baby. Hey, Key.
What do you say, Chuckie, boy?
Hammer down.
We're here. Back here, Sports Talk. V, we got the girls' cross country team. They squeaked her out.
Ooh, they made her. 7, right? It had to be 7?
Yep.
That's big. That is big.
Saturday had to be a.
It had to be a buddy match. I talked to Calpy a little bit. Calpy said they had to go up a couple hills and down hills, and I said, did anybody wipe out? Oh, yeah. I said, they get some wipeouts every once in a while.
I said, whew. I was following it like they have. You can follow, but I'm not smart enough to be able to look at it. But I did get a text. I don't know who texted me that said, the Indians are in.
Yeah.
I think it was Jeff Vaughn. Vaughn, he must have stopped there.
Vaughn, he thought it was in. Yeah. I think he was coming back going through there.
Yeah. So. So that's great.
And that is awesome.
You know, them kids, and they're no seniors.
Nope.
Are all a bunch of young pups.
They're
going.
Young.
And then the high camp kid who can run like a deer.
Yep.
On the boys' side, he makes it.
He made her too.
So it's going to be a great day. They go to Neil. Where they go?
Fort Obetz.
Obetz. That's right. Obetz
Stadium. It's on the southeast corner of Columbus.
And they run at?
I have it on my...
A very rapid pace.
Yes, exactly.
Before the end, it's kind of relaxed at first.
Holly Game is going to be up here tonight, and she had the Hall of Fame banquet, or Hall of Fame committee meeting, so she couldn't make it. We're going to pick her brain about everything. She's got to be a busy girl.
A little bit.
She's hopping.
And we only have one game a week.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's coaching basketball, so that started up.
I was going to say, that's probably started, too.
And the boys start tomorrow.
The boys' basketball does?
Yeah. Or Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. And the girls are, I think their first scrimmage is coming up. And I think the volleyball girls, I talked to some of them today, they start practice tomorrow.
Yeah, they usually got to sit out like 5 days or something seven days, something like that.
It's unbelievable.
We'll be good.
We will be big.
Big girls?
Well, we got Mara.
Mara's going to be tough.
We got Wit. We got Grace. We got Mandy's daughter. She's a freshman. I think she's going to
be pretty good, I think.
We have the little Garkey girl that I loved off the JV. Yeah. We got a lot. I mean, if we can handle the ball.
We got to handle the ball.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll be competitive as heck. You know that. We'll play our butts off.
Right. How about boys?
I think boys are going to be tough.
Should be decent. They're going to be
big.
They're going to be
biggest team we ever had.
Well, and we got two guys that hadn't played last year, or one of them hadn't played all since his senior or since his eighth grade year. So
who?
Logan.
Oh yeah, Logan.
Patchy. Logan said he's Patchy. I'm the shortest on the team. He's probably 6'3".
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to hoops this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I will. We're going to talk to Big Steve. I'm supposed to text him when we're going to call him. And I'm going to do that now.
And I can call him whenever you need me to.
You can call him, but my phone's locked up.
Oh. So just while you're messing with that, the cross-country ladies team runs at 9 a.m. And Trevor will run at 10 a.m. Girls at 9, boys at 10.
Boys at 10.
This coming Saturday. That is at Fortress Obetz in the southeast side.
Got
of Columbus.
The old fire trucks out Saturday. That was neat.
I loved it.
Band will be playing at Welcome Stadium at 3:15 on Sunday in the state competition. So that'll
I talked a little bit with Calby on it, you know, and his daughter was so excited and fired up about it, you know.
I said
there ain't nothing better than being on that bus when the fire trucks are bringing you around. I said I'm pushing kids out of the way, getting in, sticking my head out the window. That baseball run was so much fun. Them guys, it's just classic. Classic fun.
Yep, and the people in town love it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets out there. That's neater.
I heard the sirens. I thought, uh-oh. And then I heard it.
Here they come.
I heard it just about the same place. I said, they're not going very fast. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First year we won, we went through the trailer park at 11:30 at night. There wasn't one person awake back there. We're be screaming and yelling. Every trailer's dark.
Art Hills Camp wanted to kill you.
Art's like, are you kidding me? Oh, too much fun. We find him?
I'm finding it. You guys are supposed to talk. Can't you guys kill time?
We talked the whole time.
Looking at me like I'm...
No.
I think I already have his number here, Bob. Sorry.
Okay.
I thought you were...
Didn't need you.
Let me see what you have there. Make sure I have the same thing.
I told him I'd text him when we're ready.
Nope, I got a different one.
Yeah, just hang on. He hadn't texted me back yet.
Yep.
He's busy.
He's very busy. Probably busy. Talking sports, probably.
Absolutely.
He's like most guys. He probably, totally ignores your text messages, too.
Yep. Yeah, thank you very much about that, too. Not appreciative.
Yeah.
Not all. I got a message here. And I might as well just do it right now. And it is from my neighbor, Kathy Etzler.
Yep.
And Kathy wanted me to reach out to our listeners and to the people of Fort Recovery. And she just wanted to thank everybody for reaching out for her and checking on her and her grandkids and her daughter and about the tragic loss of the Logman boy over there.
Tough week. Tough.
At New Knoxville. She was over there today. She was cleaning Jenny's house, and she said, you know, it's just a very sad thing, you know. But she said it's unbelievable how the people have come together, and that volleyball family, that's a big one.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And well, and I am sure, you know, New Knoxville is one of those schools. You know, they're probably one of the five smallest schools in the state. You know.
Yes.
And it's hard to root against them ever.
Yeah.
You know, but then to have something like this happen, you know, just looking at Facebook, you know, you saw so many different schools that reached out
back
to
them. Yeah.
And that's
anything.
You know. That says a lot about them. It says a lot about the schools that do it too.
Yep.
Yeah, it does. And
yeah, it's something that how do you possibly deal with something like that? Yeah. It's awful.
Well, you know, kids are unbelievable.
Yep.
They are. And whether they win or lose, no matter what happens,
yeah,
they're going to go through hell the next few days.
Yep.
So when you're talking to those kids, you just say, "Hey, we're just out here to have fun.
Absolutely.
Forget about, you know, go out there and play volleyball. Win or lose, right, the next few days are going to suck."
Yep. Yeah. Try to keep
you know, yeah,
enjoy that hour and a half on the courts.
Yeah.
You know, because. And just try not to think about anything but playing
yeah,
volleyball.
Yeah, and it sounds
fun.
Like the viewing is going to be Friday, and the mass will be on Saturday. They're talking about hopefully they can move the game back to Saturday night, depending on who they play or whatever, yeah. OHSA. But no matter what it is, you know, our hearts break for that family and that community.
Yeah.
And Kathy Etzler and Chuck and, you know, their grandkids.
And
Jenny is.
They're a huge part of that community.
They are, absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Steve Hellwagen of 24/7 Sports Buckeyes. We're going to talk Buckeyes. We're going to talk
Reds.
Buckeyes were fifth. They couldn't got a better gig. But if you're a Cincinnati fan,
ain't happy.
You're in a tremor.
Yeah.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Our Indians football team went to Arcanum on Saturday night and came away with a 40-30 victory over the number 3 seed Trojans, and now they'll play at Anna this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live. The NFHS video will not be available. Make your plans now to get to Anna on Saturday night to help cheer on our Indians as they look to avenge a Week 4 regular season loss to the Rockets. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. The Fort Recovery Cross Country team will be running in the state meet this Saturday morning at Fort Obetz on the southeast side of Columbus. The ladies team will run at 9 a.m., and for the boys team, Trevor Heitkamp will be running individually at 10 a.m. Tickets for these events are available online only at ohsaa.org/tickets, and the student tickets are $10 and adult tickets are $13. And the Fort Recovery Marching Band will be playing at State this Sunday at Welcome Stadium in Dayton at 3:15 p.m. Get out and support our students at these events this weekend. Cross country at Fort Obetz in Columbus on Saturday morning, and our band at the state competition on Sunday afternoon at Welcome Stadium in Dayton.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
You are SOL.
Ow.
They're gone.
See ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Hmm.
Yep, they sold them out today.
Wild tickets, gone.
That's amazing, ain't it?
It is amazing.
8,000 tickets, but 30 days.
So and go, coming in this week.
So and go, side piece says, sign me up, boy, you'll toe and go.
So and go. We're going to do tickets this year, too, not online.
Really?
I think. Well, they're going to do online probably and tickets, but they are going to actually have tickets because they asked all the people that sold the, all the merchants that sold those tickets, the wild tickets, they wanted to know if we'd sell these, so.
The toe and go.
I'm assuming toe and go tickets will be coming.
That'll be good. Would they sell like 5,000 of those?
Last year, I'm not sure. They didn't get as many last year.
I think they ended up selling about 3,500, but they were going to sell up to 10,000 of those. Then that top prize would have been a $75,000 pickup truck.
Have they said what they made this year?
I haven't heard anything.
No.
I haven't heard anything.
Nope,
it had to be good.
Yeah.
Looked like the crowd they had down
there. I heard they made over $1,000.
I bet that ain't too bad.
That's not bad.
That's good.
That's real good.
That's real good.
1,000 bones.
Yep.
Oh, they sold 1,000 cases of beer.
Yeah.
They had two trucks full, two semis full.
Two semis full.
That's not too bad.
Not too shabby.
Okay, he can call in.
Okay, I'll just give you a call here. Yep.
Steve, we're going to give him a call.
Yep.
Hello.
Mr. Hellwagon.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
How's it going, Steve?
I'm doing good.
This is Bubba and Fee Show on Fort Cavity Radio, and we're talking with Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports. And we just talking Wednesdays are usually kind of a dead day in sports. Today, not quite.
Booming a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Some of it not so great.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's November, we get into this month of November, and I know with the high school kids playing their games, the playoff games and everything, it's winter go home time for them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing with college football. We're getting down to the end of the line here for Ohio State. If they got to win out or they can forget about the playoffs. So, it's kind of the way it is right now.
Saturday night was a special night at the Shoe, Red Out, and that atmosphere had to be pretty special, huh?
Yeah, I had a lot of people who've been going to games for a long time who felt that it was extremely loud, one of the louder games that they've been to. And the other thing, I think just the enthusiasm of people, it was kind of, they had the Oregon game earlier in the season, but it was a noon game. This being a night game, you had all that built-in enthusiasm to kind of surround it.
The liquid enthusiasm.
Yeah, probably some of that was involved, I'd say. But I just think, again, Penn State is a rivalry type team, even if it's not Michigan, obviously.
Yeah.
Not the same as that. But it is a pretty healthy rivalry that they've built over the years. And Ohio State, obviously, as we said, in that position where they need to go out and continue to play well and win games and look good doing it in order to get where they want to be at the end of the season, obviously. So I think you had a lot of those kind of things all coming together and a lot of enthusiasm for a lot of people who hadn't been able to be at that type of a game because of COVID for a couple of years. And I think that that's what people were looking at with the way that went.
When you look at that game and Penn State coming off a loss to Illinois at home, and Ohio State, that's got to be one of those deals where, and I don't know the psyche of those kids, but that's got to be one of those a little bit of a letdown because you want them, and you're thinking, oh my God, they lost to Illinois. But Penn State come out and they battled and you know what? They did nothing but play their butts off in that game.
Pretty good D.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go back 2 weeks before they lost to Iowa, they were a top five team. And the thing about it was, they were leading Iowa when Clifford got hurt. And his injury really kind of turned the season and kind of, knocked them on their ear a little bit. When he got injured, they obviously had no way to move the football in that game. And then they go home and really play terribly in that 9 overtime loss to Illinois. Now you're sitting there wondering what Penn State team is going to show up.
And yeah.
They made some adjustments, some quality changes on defense. And Clifford probably a little little bit healthier, I suppose, at this stage after a couple more weeks since he had suffered the injury against Iowa. So he was ready to go. And, you know, if you haven't followed it long enough, I mean, Penn State always gives Ohio State a very competitive game. Great it's game. Rare that it's a blowout.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw. We saw a team come in with a lot of pride trying to steal one, and they jumped up on Ohio State. It was 7-0 early, and the Buckeyes finally, about the second quarter, woke up. It seemed like to me they played the first quarter and a half in a bit of a fog, and finally woke up and played like they were capable at times, although there were a lot of red zone issues in this game. They moved it inside the 20-yard line 6 times and only got 1 touchdown out of it, which this has been one of the best offenses in college football. You would think finishing off drives would not be a problem for them, but it surely was in this game. So,
yeah,
you know, you look at it, and they came through it, 33-24, got enough stops and put enough points on the board, even if it was 4 field goals, 2 touchdowns on offense, and a
defensive scoop and score.
Well.
A big man rumble. You got to love it.
You got to love that. Hey, Coach,
Steve,
we kind of talked to you earlier in the year, you know, kind of a little bit around that Oregon game, and boy, our defense is – it's gotten a lot better. I was kind of nervous after that Oregon game. I thought we had some troubles there, but I don't know what they've done enough, but it seems like they're getting a lot better. And if that offense stays tuned in, we should still be okay.
Yeah, I think what you have is a defense that, you know, it just took them some time to pull it all together the way that you really want to see them play. And, you know, that was part of the natural evolution, I guess, and that's just kind of the way it is when you look out there for the first game against Minnesota, and there's only one or two guys who've ever really played much, and so it took them a little while to get their feet under them and to get it all worked out, but it's starting to look a lot better. The play up front out of the defensive line has been much, much better. They had 5 sacks, I think, against Maryland, 5 against Indiana, and 4 more in this game against Penn State. And they forced the fumble that Jerron Cage returned for the touchdown from the quarterback, Sean Clifford. And Tyreek Smith, who was in on that play, also pressured the quarterback late in the game into an interception that Cam Brown brought back into scoring position as well. So they really pulled it together. And, you know, if they're going to play like that, I mean, they did give up some yards between the 20s, let's be honest. But
we always do that.
They made Penn State earn whatever they got.
Yeah.
Penn State, you know, their 3 scoring drives were 13, 12, and 11 plays. They didn't give up any big chunk plays or anything. So, to me, you know, was it the greatest defensive performance? No, but when you add in the 3 turnovers and the touchdown that they scored,
pretty good.
You know, it maybe takes a B minus to a B plus. You know,
yeah. So that's right. Absolutely.
That's good enough. On most weeks with that offense, you couple a B plus performance on defense, you're going to win, you know, 90% of your games.
We turn our attention to a possible trap game. We go out to Nebraska. When are you leaving?
I am on a 2 p.m. flight out of Port Columbus, going to Chicago, and then on to Omaha. So I'll be getting in there about 6 o'clock on Friday, and going to stay in Omaha, drive out to the game, which will be 11 a.m. Central Time out there, noon Eastern Time on Fox, and then flying back on Sunday. So making a full weekend of it out there in Nebraska, and, you know, Nebraska is probably one of my favorite places to go for a game. I mean, this will be the 4th time I've been out there since they joined the Big Ten in 2011. I was there the first year when Ohio State, with Luke Fickell as the coach, they blew a 21-point lead. I think it was 27-6 in the 3rd quarter, and that's when Rex Burkhead happened.
Old Rex, you know?
Yeah, he got loose, and Braxton Miller got hurt. and Ohio State fell apart and lost the game 34-27. I remember that one vividly, but Ohio State's taking care of business. I think it's 56-14 and 48-7 the last two times they've been to Lincoln, and just dismantled Nebraska. I'm not sure if that's what we're going to have this time or not. Nebraska's 3-6, not going to a bowl game. Obviously, this will be the seventh loss, you would presume, for them, to put them out of their misery. And, it's been a rough 4 years for Scott Frost as the head coach, haven't been to a bowl game yet, haven't had a winning season yet. And my guess is with all the buyout money and everything that they would owe him, he'll probably be back as the coach next year and give at least one more shot at it.
Try and
get them going. You know, it's been a long time since Nebraska has been a contender.
Yeah.
And to me, Frost, you hope, he's their favorite son. You hope he gets a chance to do it. But, I thought this was going to be a year for them where they'd move up. This is the quarterback's fourth year, Adrian Martinez. And yet, he's no better than he was the day he got there. He had four interceptions last week in the loss to Purdue. So, you can't do that. So, their defense coming on a little better than it's been. But the overall package just not as good as it needs to be.
I've had a lot of people say the same thing you just said about Nebraska and being a great place to go watch a football game. The weather's going to be perfect. And it's going to be a big game for the Buckeyes. Trap game, what we got left, that's going to be
Purdue,
Michigan, Purdue. State, and Michigan. That's a hell of a finish for the Buckeyes. But when they come out with the rankings last night, we were sitting exactly where we need to be sitting.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the way that they did it, it made a lot of sense. If you're a fan of Cincinnati or Oklahoma, you're probably not real happy with Cincinnati being down at 6 and Oklahoma being even further down at 8. I don't know how you explain that necessarily, how Michigan is ahead of Oklahoma. The human polls, the AP and the coaches don't really have it all lined up quite the same way. The human polls have Cincinnati at number 2, and then the rest of the teams, Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Michigan State after that. But I like that they rewarded teams for what they've accomplished on the field. So, and there is obviously still room in there for Ohio State to move up.
Mm-hmm.
If they were able to win out, that would be obviously Nebraska this week. Purdue, which is a borderline top 25 team, probably just outside the top 25 the following week. And then obviously Michigan State is currently number 3 after they beat Michigan last week. And then Michigan is currently number 7. After their first loss of the year last week. And then if you get to the Big Ten championship game, I would think that it's, right now it looks like Minnesota, Wisconsin are probably the odds-on favorite there. Iowa's, their season seems to be passing them right on by here as we speak. And, Minnesota, if it's them or Wisconsin, could be a top 15 team by the time that day arrives. So, there are some tough challenges ahead of this team, and they already blew through all of their margin for error with the Oregon loss, so they've got to win out.
Yep.
And I'm not displeased with what I saw. I guess if I was a Cincinnati fan, I'd be a little discouraged because they did go outside conference, and they did beat a couple of pretty good teams, and their conference is not, necessarily all that bad. I'd put it on par with the Pac-12, really.
Yeah.
Competitively, because their teams have stepped out and beaten some teams, and whatever, it is what it is. They didn't play real well against Navy, and struggled a little bit last week against Tulane, and now they're playing Tulsa, I believe. So they got to get through these and win their conference championship, and maybe if Alabama gets knocked off, if Georgia beats Alabama or something, then maybe a spot will open up for them too. But guess what? To wait and see.
Yep.
When you look at how it's set up, and I'm kind of one of those guys who I got a little SEC Big Ten bias. I think they're the best conferences. SEC has 57 five-star, Big Ten has 39. They are the best teams, and they play in front of 100,000 people every week. And for them to go into other stadiums and play in front of crowds, hostile environments against five-star recruits, teams that are loaded, and to me it's different than UC, who goes into a stadium that's got 12,000 people in it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I understand that everybody, you know, the UCs are pissed and all that stuff. But I see where they're coming from, and I don't know. That's kind of my take on it.
No, I understand it. And, you know, if there was a year for a team outside the Power Five to do it, I think for what Cincinnati tried to do, they played Indiana, a team that was pretty good last year. They went to Indiana and they won. And then they went to Notre Dame, and you know, Notre Dame right now is not far behind. They're 9 or 10
coming back,
in these rankings. So, yeah, you know, they're not a bad team, and I don't think they're going to lose another game. They're not really playing you know, the teams that they traditionally play on that schedule. None of them are, you know, top 20 teams this year. You know, they always play Stanford and USC and some of these other schools, Navy and so on, that they always play. And very few of them are at the top this year for them. So they don't, you know, they're not going to move up. I mean, they're going to get, if they win out, they'll be in one of the big bowls, but they're not going to make the playoffs, certainly, with that schedule. So, you know, I look at it, and again, Cincinnati has done everything that's been asked of them that they could do within the confines of the American. And for them, I guess the moral of the story, or the silver lining, is that within a couple years or 2 or 3 years, they're going to be in the Big 12 playing Oklahoma State and Kansas State and Iowa State and the rest of those type schools. And Houston will still be with them, obviously. But yep. They will have you know, some credence from playing, you know, a Power Five type schedule, I suppose, even if it's not Oklahoma and Texas involved in it. But, you know, there's plenty of good football left in that league without those schools. I mean, TCU and Baylor have been good over the years, and so is West Virginia. So there's a lot there still left, a lot of meat on the bone left when they get to that promised land here in a few years.
When you look at UC, and I'm sure Fickell's a class guy. I mean, all he's going to say is we just got to keep winning and let the chips fall where they may. And they're not out of it yet. And, like, you know, if Georgia beats Alabama and, you know, Ohio State could lose twice, and so could Michigan State. It's just the way it is. I mean, and it's likely not going to happen, but I don't know. Fickell's awesome, and I root for UC, but I understand why they're
definitely
six.
Yeah. Even Ryan Day last week was asked about it, about their success, and said, well, there's a lot of Ohio State people on the staff down there there because of Fickell, took a few of the guys with him. And then Fickell's obviously an Ohio State guy, former player, coach, et cetera. And again, it's only good for the state of Ohio and high school football in the state of Ohio that you didn't have primetime exposure playing at the University of Cincinnati, either the American now or going into the Big 12.
Absolutely.
Those are opportunities, scholarship opportunities for so many more Ohio kids, Southwest Ohio in particular, because that's their primary base, kind of like Central Ohio should be, or the whole state of Ohio, I guess, is Ohio State's base. But the thing is that it's just going to bring so much more attention to the state of Ohio to have two great programs here, and they don't have to play every year. They usually don't. And, you know, maybe once every 8 or 10 years, however it works out. And that's fine. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. Ryan Day said they're rooting for him. And certainly not at Ohio State's expense, though. So, we'll have to see how it all shakes out.
Did you go to the exhibition game against Indianapolis the other night?
Yes, I was there beginning my 34th season covering Ohio State basketball full-time. Started out as a student in 1989 was the first year, and that was people that have been around a long time will remember that was the year that Jay Burson suffered the neck injury late in the season in a game at Iowa.
Grady Mateen.
And, Grady Mateen and Jerry Francis, Tony White.
Yeah.
They had a pretty good team. Fantastic. And they they were 15th in the country when that happened, and then they missed the tournament, went to the NIT instead. But it's been a lot of years. I enjoyed the exhibition the other night. They're down a few guys. Kyle Young is out right now with a condition that's affecting his balance, kind of like vertigo. And Justice Suing is out with a lower leg injury as well. Those are two of your five starters from last year. You know, three of them coming back. They've still got E.J. Liddell, obviously. And a couple of the young guys played pretty well there in the exhibition. Amici Johnson, a guard, and Zedki, a center. Those two guys played pretty well. So they'll tip it off for real next Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Shot against Akron. John Gross is the head coach, former OSU assistant, former Ohio University and Illinois head coach. Is at Akron right now, and that's a dangerous game for Ohio State right out of the box against a pretty good MAC program. And 6 p.m. ESPN2 next Tuesday night, which is the opening day for all of college basketball.
So that'll be a fun day. Buckeyes sign George Washington today, the third, and he looks like a stroker.
Yeah, he is an outstanding shooting guard, combo guard, can play point guard or shooting guard from Louisville, Kentucky. I guess his mom and dad were both college basketball players, and he moved from Texas to Kentucky last year, had a lot of good offers. I believe Virginia, Xavier, Louisville were all in on him and a few others, and he picked the Buckeyes today. Made a visit this past weekend to Ohio State, was at Ohio State, saw him practice, and obviously was at the football game Saturday night, and fell in love with what he saw at Ohio State, an opportunity, and Coach Holtman is really stockpiling the guards. He's got two good ones coming in this coming year, Bruce Thornton, a point guard out of Georgia, and Roddy Gale, a shooting guard out of New York. They're high school seniors now. They'll be at OSU a year from now, and then the following year is when George Washington III, he's just a junior right now. He'll be there in a couple of years. So he is really going out. This guy, Washington, ranked number 50 in the country overall. So they are getting some top talent in at Ohio State. And, you know, hopefully the one thing he's recruited well, they've contended in the Big Ten. They got the championship game, the Big Ten tournament. The boxes that still need to be checked off for a Big Ten championship, a Big Ten tournament championship. You know, failing that, and then certainly getting deep in that NCAA tournament. OSU hasn't been to the Sweet 16, I believe, back to 2013. So that's going on 9 years now. That one needs to be checked off this year with the team that they're going to put on the court, get Young and Suing healthy, and take it deep this year.
The Young injury scares me a little bit, because I was reading about that, and it sounds like his concussions could be a cause here. And if that's the case, that's a scary deal.
Yeah, he suffered two of them almost back-to-back. One of them was the game against Michigan in early March, and the other one was the game against Purdue maybe a week or two later in the Big Ten tournament. And that can really mess you up if you have one and get another one and you're not fully healed from the first one. And that's why they do so much testing and do everything they can for the athletes to try and make sure that they avoid that concussion syndrome. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form, a head doctor to know what's what. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to misportray something, but I guess the way Coach Holtman portrayed it is they have gotten Kyle Young some medication, and they are hoping that through medication it can be treated, his condition, and he can work, you know, and have his balance back to where he can get back to exercising and getting ready. If he can give him 15 or 20 minutes a game, it would be huge. They added a player from Indiana, Joey Brunk, who was a center for the Hoosiers. They added him this past year as well, and he was there at the exhibition as well. So they've got some guys in the paint, and you know, Kyle Young would help the bottom line, no question.
Yep. Let's I know you took a lot of your time here. Before you go, though, the Reds trade Tucker Barnhart to Detroit Tigers. I didn't mind the trade. I know we're going to lose him. I didn't like Crowell's wording.
Yeah, I didn't like the comment that, you know, they need to align their payroll with their revenues. That's kind of cried in your beer. I think the Reds fans have supported the team, and you know, they came reasonably close this year, which, where I guess they were the next team out of the wild card this year. I mean, certainly a few games back of the Cardinals, but you know, I thought about this with Joe Hayden a few years ago with the Browns, and Joe Hayden was a favorite guy from everybody in Cleveland, and then they let him go, and he walked and signed with Pittsburgh or however it worked out, and everybody in Cleveland was all upset, and my reaction was, what did you ever win with Joe Hayden? You had, you know, 2- and 3-win seasons. Yeah, he was a great cornerback for those 5 or 6 years he was in Cleveland, but, you know, there can't be any sacred cows when we're trying to get, you know, out of mediocrity at 3, 4, 5 wins, whatever, you know, with Cleveland at that point, to get it to be a playoff team. And, you know, they just had to let him walk, whatever the case was. They couldn't re-sign him, whatever. And, you know, he had injury issues and whatever. Well, the case here with Barnhart is Barnhart's making decent enough money. They found a team that needs a veteran catcher, and it was a great fit. Now, again, I don't know everything about what's going on with Castellanos. I know that he has an opt-out. He's under contract for one more year, but he can opt out of the contract and become a free agent, which everybody expects him to do that. And when he does that, then it would be on the Reds, would have the first opportunity to tender him a contract offer that, you know, maybe for a number of years or whatever, with some, you know, increased money that can keep one of the best hitters in baseball with the Reds for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, whatever. And hopefully they reallocate that. And I want to say Barnhart was in line to make $7 to $10 million. So you cut your payroll, you're going to go with a cheaper option with Stevenson at catcher, and then find somebody, you know, somewhere that can be your number two. And Stevenson showed he's ready for every day, in my opinion.
I agree.
I think it's a, I hope, you know, I think what he was doing was preparing everybody for the eventuality that maybe they can't match if the White Sox, the Red Sox, the Astros, whoever come over the top and just give Castellanos some kind of
Cubs,
amazing offer. The Cubs, you know, would take him again in a heartbeat as part of their rebuild. So, you know, if they can't match the offer, I think that's all that meant, was he was just saying, look, you know, we're, you know, but Reds fans aren't buying it. So,
said, Twitter was fired up.
There's enough money to go around.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, hopefully you get it worked out. And,
yeah.
You know, I live for the Reds. I've been watching them, you know, as much as I can. I was a little kid, 1975. Yep. So, you know, it's what I do all summer long. I watch the Reds, and that's.
I tell you what, there's nothing.
Through the summer.
There's nothing funner than still being watching the Reds in September. You know, so you know you still have a chance, which they were this year. And that's, at least it keeps the fans excited.
That's about the middle of September, and they had a chance still.
Yeah.
That run, I mean, how about St. Louis won 17 games in a row to get in the playoffs, and they fired the manager?
Fires the manager.
Yeah.
Good luck finding anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care who you hire. Good luck finding anybody who's going to lead a team and do what that guy did.
Exactly.
I think that was a major mistake on their part. And there's, I know they're going through different problems there.
Yeah, but there's something going on in the house there, no doubt.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right to me.
No.
That guy should have a job in about 6 minutes.
No kidding. Yeah.
OBJ, is he done at Cleveland?
Well, I was sad to see that. Obviously, the Browns have hit a icy patch here at midseason, and Baker was banged up, missed a game, and they didn't play well, you know, this past week, obviously. If you hold Pittsburgh to 15 points at home, you need to win that game.
With no kicker.
95 out of 100 times, need to win that game. And they failed, and it was a miserable failure. And, you know, there's some dysfunction there right now. And obviously, Chubb and Hunt are two of the key guys, and Hunt's out right now. And Chubb was probably not, you know, a full 100%. So, you know, I don't know how he comes back from that unless, you know, he walks in with his hat in hand and said, and he's really cost himself a lot of money, I think, by acting this way, because he's going to sign somebody – who doesn't produce and is a pain in the behind.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
You know, he hasn't done anything in a year and a half. I mean, he missed the end of last season as well with the injury. So his better days are behind him, and he's been through several surgeries. And I think he needs to come correct, realize his best way to get out of this situation and this predicament is to go out and produce and help Cleveland win down the stretch.
Oh, play his way out of it, I agree.
His own value, because if he doesn't, who's going to sign him to anything more than a $5 or $6 million deal next year?
No, I mean, I agree, 100%.
He'll be lucky to get a 1-year contract somewhere, doing, you know, having to prove himself with incentives to get a full contract. And I don't know, his strategy here doesn't make any sense. They didn't trade him, obviously, which, you know, what's the value for the guy? The other team's right. Got to pick up the remaining X million dollars.
That tells
contract.
You. That tells you right there. Nobody wanted him.
Nobody yeah. wanted him. Yeah, for anything that the Browns could get. So,
yep.
You know, I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic. I think the Browns have the better starting 22, but the Bengals have the better quarterback and the better wide receiver with Chase. I think he's probably the best of everybody who'll be on the field. And
that'll be a fun one,
Natty. Going to be a fun game. The Bengals need it. The Browns need it.
They both need it,
I agree with you. Steve.
It'll be a fun one on Sunday.
Have safe travel out to Lincoln.
Bring us back a victory.
Get us a W. Let's talk again at the end of the year
before turning.
Yep, that's exactly right. You're awesome, buddy.
Appreciate you being here,
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great night.
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Thanks.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking for something to do this Friday night? The Wendoline Sports Club will be hosting their fish and chicken buffet this Friday, November 5th from 4:30 to 7. Step out for this fall treat. It's only $9 for all the chicken and fish you want, along with their large choice of side dishes, and carryouts are available too. Kids are only $4. Don't miss the Wendoline Sports Club's Fall Chicken and Fish Buffet this Friday from 4:30 to 7.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Chicken and fish.
Chicken and fish.
Ooh. And their chicken is, I've only had their chicken a couple of times. Pretty good. Fish, awesome. But their side dishes are, they have like 5,000 side dishes.
That's a lot of side dishes.
They have, besides just regular salad, they have bean salad. They have macaroni salad. They have potato salad. They have coleslaw. Then they have
three bean.
Yeah, well, they're just talking about something. Well, they people eat enough of it that they get cases full of it in the giant cans.
You a salad eater?
They have macaroni and cheese. Yeah.
Oh, I love their mac
French
and
fries.
Mac and cheese.
They do
starch.
I love mac and cheese tonight.
Really?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, you didn't.
Yep, brought a bucket up to Kelsey and Caleb.
Did you really?
Yep. Yeah, when I brought his car back. We worked on his car.
Yeah, so you brought some chicken.
Said, I'll bring supper.
That's big.
So how's the... I don't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken much.
Why?
I'm not a big chicken eater. But how's their macaroni and cheese? Is it like
really good?
Is it like sweet, or has it got a little tang to it? Or
no, no. I would say it's pretty cheesy. I'm a cheesy guy.
Cheesy and pasty.
It's not real cheesy, but not too bad.
Some of the best I've ever had is my cousin makes some, and she just does the elbow macaroni.
Yeah.
And Velveeta.
That's what my mom did. Nobody made mac and cheese like my mom.
My
mom made better mac and cheese than Elizabeth.
Mother-in-law.
Oh, mother-in-law. Cheryl's good mac and cheese?
Oh, she's got a good mac and cheese.
Really?
Yeah. But she's the same way, I think. They might have the same thing. Velveeta.
Velveeta and
macaroni. Elbow and macaroni and have at it.
Yeah. I like it when you like stick your fork in it and it comes up with like 20 pieces of elbow cheese, yes. The elbows.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of cheese, but it's enough to stick it together.
Yep.
God dang it. You in or out on that?
I'm in.
You like mac and cheese?
If it's done right.
Yeah.
Love it.
We are very fortunate here at 4 Recovery Radio because we have an incredible listening group. We have an incredible people who support our Christmas gala, which is, by the way, coming up. So
month away.
So we are going to have Bill and Jack in here. We're hoping next Wednesday to talk about the Christmas gala, which is coming up. We're going to try to get that on Facebook so we can touch base about what's going on. This week we gave away some checks to some people who had some bad luck, and we are very fortunate to be able to do that, folks.
Yeah.
And we're able to do that because of the unbelievable
donations from you guys.
Yeah, amen, brother. And we had a lot of tears flying this week.
Yeah.
From people that we presented checks to. And you know, that's just amazing. We're blessed to be able to do that, and mm-hmm. we're blessed because of you people. And we're going to get out of here. The Indians are at it Saturday. The cross country Saturday for state. We have the girls and Trevor.
About the band.
The band plays Sunday
at 3:15
Saturday night. I'm in the booth.
As a band?
With Calpy.
All right.
Because somebody's going to Brown County to ride a horse.
Yeah, I was kind of really hoping it was going to be Jeff Hobbs, but I guess we'll be okay with Bob.
Yeah, Hobbsy would be great.
Yeah. Hobbsy.
Has anybody reached out to Hobbsy?
I don't know.
He'd come out of retirement for that.
That's right down by the road from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we got to reach out to Hobby because he's the man.
Yep.
He's the original football announcer.
Yes.
Yeah.
He play-by-play nut.
Yeah, he good at it.
He pretty good.
I agree
with
you. He
needs to get a college gig.
No, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's
Jeff
not.
Hobbs? Yeah, stupid.
Well, he might not be a brain sturgeon.
Sturgeon? He may not be. Speaking of, what was your list the other day?
What do you have?
Which one? I
1973 in memory.
Yes.
Of the 1973s.
Who croaked in 73?
Nobody knew anybody.
Nope.
Dumbest list I ever seen.
Are you kidding
Eric
me?
Smith grossed you out.
Well, I take that for a grain of salt that it is.
Bill grossed you out.
Well, Bill...
Yeah.
Bill always grossed
out. Okay, in memoriam, 1973.
Listen to these people.
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
LBJ was a horrible president.
Well yeah, but he's notable. Pablo Picasso.
Pablo.
Who? He's important. Important Picasso? Artist.
For
Bobby
Christ
Darin.
Sake.
Bobby Mac Darin. The Knife.
Dreamweaver.
That's
not even close.
Dreamweaver.
He might have sang it.
Dreamweaver was Gary Wright.
No, that's not. It's a different one. You're a Dreamweaver.
That's Dreamlover, you genius.
Dreamlover.
Yes.
That's Bobby Darin.
John Boehner.
John Boehner, he is not dead yet.
You know who John Boehner is?
He's a
Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes.
I can't hear you.
Sergeant Schultz.
Is that the guy?
Jim Croce.
Bad Leroy Brown.
Didn't like that song.
Edward, you didn't like that song?
No.
Okay.
Edward G. Robinson.
He was gay.
Edward.
No, he wasn't gay. He was. He played mobsters mostly in the 40s.
You dirty rat!
Movies.
You dirty rat!
That's
you
the guy.
That's peanut butter in my chocolate.
That guy, Frank Costello.
Frank Costello.
Mobster, I don't
know.
Really.
He's on the Mash.
No, Noel Coward was a bleak.
Frank Costello was on Seinfeld.
Mash.
No.
Oh, yeah. Mash.
Frank.
George Sisler.
Whistler?
Sizzler, the rest of the steakhouse.
Sizzler.
Steakhouse. George
Sisler. Sisler.
Oh, he played. He was
on to the Sizzler.
George Sisler played in Brian's Song.
No. What?
Linebacker.
George Sisler was a real.
I love Brian Bigelow.
In the 60s or something.
I want you to love Brian Bigelow.
Irene Ryan.
We all love Brian
Irene
Bigelow.
Irene Ryan.
Irene Cara.
Irene
what
Ryan.
A feeling
da, 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 da.
Irene
means
Ryan.
To me.
Da, 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 da.
Irene Ryan.
Irene Ryan? Yeah, she's real powerful.
Is that Granny?
Yes, Granny.
No, Dan. You did not know that.
Yeah.
You did not know that.
Yeah,
you are unbelievable. Granny. My partner is awesome.
Granny.
You suck, Rocker. Go ahead. Who else we got?
That was the 10.
Okay, so I want you to do this. We got time, right?
Yeah.
We got all time.
Go back on 19. Add some. Go to see who else who died in 1973.
I did do that, and there was a few. I was thinking I put some on there, but it didn't show up on this.
And by the way, Toby wants to kill you.
Again?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bruce Lee, that's one he meant.
Hong Kong, bum, bum, bum.
Bruce.
You don't like Bruce Lee?
I didn't
you
get
hate
that.
China people.
I didn't get that far.
Didn't get that far.
What's that supposed to mean?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Ooh.
He wrote...
Chrysler. Owned Chrysler.
No.
Cokin.
No. Leon Cokin just died not too long
ago. J.R.R. Tolkien was Lord of the Rings or some one of those things.
Lord of the Rings.
Lon Chaney Jr.
Lon Chaney.
Werewolf.
Jr.
He was a werewolf.
No, he was a Coach Illinois.
No, werewolf.
John Zini.
David Ben-Gurion. He was a...
Ooh, I loved him. He was a Starsky
and
Hutch.
No. He was an Israeli prime minister.
Huh. Sure he wasn't on Starsky and Hutch?
Pretty sure. Eddie Rickenbacker.
Eddie.
I'm going to Eddie Rickenbacker with Willie and Waylon and the boys.
Alan Sherman.
Alan Sherman, an astronaut?
No. Alan Sherman.
Hello, mother.
Hello, father.
Yep, that's Alan
Sherman. Hello, sister.
Hello, mama.
You got big knockers.
Whoa.
I mean, how it goes.
It wasn't before this.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see.
Anybody else in there?
I'm seeing a different thing than what I saw before. There's a whole bunch of people that... I saw the top 50 in there.
And then,
but
idiot.
He got most of them.
He's an idiot. And then he says the people who died this year who we've been touched by. You don't put Buckshot May on there?
He hadn't died yet when I made that list out.
Oh, that was a month ago he died.
You got prepaid lists?
I made that list out like 2 or 3 weeks ago before he even died.
Well, I updated it before you posted. Here's 1984, which has nothing to do with 1973.
No.
Andy Kaufman.
Ah, what he's. Yeah.
Andy Kaufman's awesome.
He was awesome.
He was. Remember when he's on Letterman? He came out and
yeah.
He acted like he's playing an instrument. He was crazy.
He was funny.
He was crazy.
Fractal Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
I think the first time I ever saw him was on... Saturday Night Live, and he walked up, had a little record player.
Here he comes to save the day.
He would stand there while the first part of Mighty Mouse comes on.
Yeah.
And when the comes here comes to save the day, he was so going crazy with everything. And then he would just stop and stand there with the dead.
Now, the thing is, God, we're the only three that thought that was great.
Oh, that was the funniest thing.
I thought so, too.
I was crying. I think I fell on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
He was funny. Oh my
God. He did that. He played an old record player, right?
Yeah. An old record player.
Yeah.
Just stand there. Just like he's just looking around. Just yeah. Like, and
I was watching Steve Martin, one of his first Carson. And they brought him over. And he was unbelievably funny. I mean, it just.
Some of the stuff them guys do, that's off the top of their head.
It wasn't even, you know, like his made no sense. And I was watching it laughing. And he's talking about the banjo makes you happy. And he's an unbelievable banjo player.
He's a great banjo player.
And he goes, even if you're in a bad mood, you just play the banjo. And then he said, these curtains are ugly. I didn't order these curtains. The lighting's terrible. And Carson was all, it was awesome.
Now,
see what I'm saying?
One of the best Carsons was when two people with, I think, the same brain, Jonathan Winters.
Mork.
And Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
God, they were so funny.
That when he's dressed up like the sergeant.
Yeah. Those people were so funny.
I know I've watched that.
Each of those guys were funny themselves. Yeah. You put them together.
Oh, unbelievable.
And it is so unreal how funny those guys are.
Jonathan Winters talking about his dog.
Both of them couldn't do a crap about what anybody thought about
it. No, he talks about when he went home to Ohio. There's a guy on the bench that says, what are you doing here? He just says, Jonathan Winters was unbelievably funny.
He was so funny.
Yeah, he was a Dayton guy, right?
His family owned Winters Bank.
Yeah, that guy was great.
I can't remember what bank ended up being, but Winters Bank was a Dayton thing, and his family owned that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Want to keep going for another couple hours talking about all crap? Like, you want to go over Rocker's top 10 songs that he likes that nobody else likes? We did that on Insight, so.
You did? I didn't hear it. Who'd you get?
Oh,
we got the top notch ones.
Let me hear. Read them off.
Oh, well, I don't know which order we have.
You don't play them. Don't play them. Let me hear.
Yeah, some of them might not know, though.
I'll know every song.
Back to the fire.
These are songs you like.
Might not.
You like, nobody else does.
Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Sometimes that's a great song.
That's a great song.
I like it. Okay. I wouldn't want to listen to it all the time, but that's
what else you got?
For the people who didn't pay attention.
Nobody did.
No, there's people who weren't listening to them. Get different audience.
Number 9. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da bum bum da da. That's Rich and Black or something.
Big and Rich.
Big and Rich. Them too.
Rich. Well, you're going to love the next one then. Okay. Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G.
Sing along with this one.
No, that one I'm going to have a little tough time with.
You don't like
that. I hate you.
I don't know.
Next.
We don't know if that's a real song or somebody playing a different song back.
Yeah, G's in jail.
He did.
Yeah, no, he's actually hard as a carp.
He did.
No.
We done shot him.
He's in L.A. County Jail.
Underground.
Under.
Everybody likes this next song.
Happy by Pharrell.
I hate that song.
I like it.
No.
I like it a lot.
That song sucks. From next.
You know how that affects me? It makes me
happy. Makes him happy. No. Banjos make me happy.
Banjo. Number 6.
You got to YouTube that sometime when you're watching it appear doing nothing. Steve Martin play. Banjo makes me happy. Go ahead.
What does the fox say?
Thanks for listening, folks.
What is that?
What else?
That's what the little elementary kids were singing 2 or 3 years ago up in the upper deck at the
basketball game. I don't think it's going to get much better for you. Number 5, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
This song makes me cry.
This is Titanic, ain't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's where it's staying on the ends of the boat.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I Ran by a Flock of Seagulls.
I love that song.
That's a good song.
Play that one.
That's 80s magic right there.
That's 80s magic.
I run to you. That guy died this week.
What?
Flock of Seagulls.
Da, 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 da.
Rocker, is that true?
Ran into a plane?
That one went by me, apparently.
Yeah, you missed that one.
Number three, the song that Neil hates.
Mm. One of many.
Macho Man by Village People.
Macho Man! I know why you like this, Johnny
Macho
Bench.
Man.
Thank you, Bill. Number two, little Neil Diamond action. Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
This is a beautiful song.
Why do you not? Everybody likes that song.
I like it, but some people.
No. Listen to Feast sing that. It's beautiful. Listen, go deeper. Listen to it. Oh, yeah, go, baby. Oh, yeah, imagine that, singing that to you.
It's beautiful.
It makes me cry.
But he thinks it's politically incorrect because it's an adult talking to a girl.
As Bubba once told me, karaoke, that's panty dropping music.
Yeah,
that's what else panty dropping music.
Number one, you guys will love it. Indiana Wants Me, R. Dean Taylor.
Great song.
Why don't you move there?
I practically
Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. I decided Indiana to. Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there.
Got extra miles out of that list, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I like that song. It's kind of got an upbeat.
Yeah, most of those, except for that rap thing,
yeah.
I'm okay
Notorious
with. Rapping Macho Man.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you.
I got answers, maybe.
Hit it.
I have answers. They won't match your questions. No, my answer is George Washington, Senior.
This ain't music.
Not third.
It ain't.
With the Barnhart thing, is that maybe a start of a fire sale for the Reds, you think?
No. It's all about how the general manager worded that trade. He said that our payroll has to match up this year, which tells us...
We're too high.
You're reading between the lines there, saying Nick Kroll...
Wait a minute. We're too high.
Yeah.
We gotta get her down a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that and not, the only way you could do that is restructure Votto's deal.
It's all about Castellanos. That tells us right there he probably is not going to sign Castellanos.
Well, we knew that to start with, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we're hoping.
Damn it.
Never know.
I mean,
you want to be a Yankee.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, maybe they'll get in the playoffs some year.
Touche.
Word
to your mother.
But I was surprised by the trade.
You got an Aerosmith shirt?
Queen.
A little off.
Queen.
Hey, it's music.
I was telling you that the Toby lady hates, she's Goodwill. She hates Goodwill and you like Goodwill.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got your Kool-Aid on that one.
She hates you.
Mm.
Well, when I went back to look to see how many replies there were, that post was deleted.
Really?
Gone. Yeah.
Because back 2 or 3 years ago, there was a post going around where they had 6 major charities that they said were frauds. One was Goodwill, one was Red Cross, can't remember what the other ones were. I had worked for Goodwill for a few months, mm-hmm. helping them with some stuff down in Dayton when I didn't have anything important to do. And so I knew a little bit about that. And everything that they said in that post from several years ago was completely wrong.
Yeah.
And
I like a good argument. Each his own, right?
So I had done a lot of research on that, Goodwill, and one of the other ones. I did research on 3 of those 6. I spent an hour on each one of them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that post was a complete lie.
So you wanted to show it.
Every one of those things.
Nice job.
3 that I researched were complete lies.
Good job.
So I posted the stuff. One of the biggest non-profit watchdogs. I went to their post and copied and pasted what they did, and copied and pasted the website so people could go look at themselves. And I don't know why people decide that they want these really good charities. Red Cross.
Where charity and love prevail. Where God in arena brought here together by Christ's love.
I like the lyrics too. But I don't like when people, I don't know why people decide that they have to bash
let's,
these
let's
charities.
Turn your church choir.
We should.
Yeah.
Sports talk.
You know when they have their
Christian
practice?
Edition.
No.
The Christian
Wednesday
edition.
Night.
Wednesday night? Ooh. Practice from here. Bring them all in.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We got practice in here.
You the boogers blowing some butts. He is an unbelievable blower, too. He's great at it.
Do you want me to turn your microphone down when you're doing that?
No, big stuff. People don't care.
That's what happens.
Mm-mm. Well, they can't catch it through the
can't
internet.
Get it through the phone.
I caught a lot of hell with my 80s bands list, too.
80s bands?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Oh, that was bad.
Stupid.
You got a lot of them right.
You left some big boys out, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I grant the AC/DC I should have put in.
Metallica?
Yeah. Metallica's
a 90s band.
Let's just look at that. Metallica.
Don't stare at me. Scare me.
Metallica.
Here he comes to save the day.
Metallica. Here we go.
Hush, little 1988. Baby, don't say a word.
90s.
88.
Metallica. 1989. 1991. Enter Sandman, 1992, The Unforgiven, 1992, Nothing Else Matters, 1996, Until It Sleeps. So, 89, in March of 89, they had one as one of their hits.
What was it?
One. O-N-E.
Oh, I love that song.
I don't know that song.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
That was three puppies
two
in the evening.
Can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
I always wonder about that part.
And you really want to bring Bill in next week?
Why you put that in there?
They had to fill in a note.
No.
No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number.
It's worse than two.
Is that what it is?
Worse than two, yeah.
That's great.
That's where it is, somewhere in there.
Thank everybody for listening. Steve Hellwagon's a champion.
Yes, awesome. Go champion. Indians.
Big weekend, folks.
Run like the wind, girls and boys.
Steve Winwood.
Run like the wind.
He had some great...
Didn't he sing, like right, to... run like the wind? Dun, 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 dun,
no,
dun,
no, that wasn't
dun.
Steve Winwood.
Steve Cross.
Something like
Chris
that.
Cross.
Chris Cross.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Chris Cross was two people.
Sailing takes me away to where I always would.
Steve Winwood was the lead singer of...
Back in the
Traffic.
Yeah, he was Traffic. But before that, he had...
Traffic, no.
Spencer Davis Group.
Spencer Davis Group was the one I was trying to think of in the 60s.
No.
Yes, he was. He was the lead singer. I liked Spencer everything he Gowker. Was with the group, but by his, I don't like one of his solo songs.
Oh, you're stupid.
I know.
Don't he got a one with a flute?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Kenny Chesney.
Come on.
Kenny G. I love Kenny G.
Kenny G.
He's a good golfer.
It's Rocker filling the plates tonight.
Filling the blanks.
We're just playing with you. We know all the answers.
We're smart.
I wonder sometimes. V, yes. You.
Wow. That seemed just a
love
tad
the support.
Problem is he's right.
Just a little personal.
That's
he's,
great.
He's trying You're to give great. You a heart attack so you die and he can marry
How you
Jody.
Home?
Well, she's got standards. She don't want...
She has no standards.
Mm, no. So, Rocker has a chance, then.
You're telling me there's
You're telling me there's a chance.
I don't even need to be out of the picture. I think you got... You play your cards right. Never know.
You never know.
Is this before or after she gets dipped in chocolate?
Ooh.
You're hello, sick.
Chocolate.
Well, that was with... that was a Breakfast with Bill thing.
That's
a
classic. He had it on his Facebook page today. I was laughing.
Is that what that was? I
he
just
had
now
his robot thing going.
It is mine.
Yeah. I just now saw it, but I couldn't play it. I couldn't listen to it because it would go over the air.
Please.
Are we allowed to play one that more. Over the air?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just, because I have it somewhere so I could go back and listen to it.
It's a classic.
Maybe. I might have lost it.
It was funny.
Yeah, let's see if we can find that.
Funny. I got marks on my phone where funniest parts on Breakfast with Bill.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Do you want to play it now or you want to finish
your
story?
No,
here is this.
Bill such an idiot. Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Roboto.
I can't wait to hear this.
Mr. Roboto.
Oops. I should be playing. Maybe it's not.
While we're dialing numbers, I'm going to say that the management and ownership of Fort Recovery Radio does not endorse the things that are happening right now. We're not going to stop it, but we don't endorse it.
Hello. Good morning. This is a survey from FRR Radio. Would you please answer the following questions in one word or less?
One word or less.
Or less.
Yes. Are you of the age of 1 to 10, 11 to 60, or 61 to 120?
11 to 60.
That is two words.
That's actually three words.
Do you like your spouse dipped in chocolate?
Are you a douchebag?
Excuse me, you cannot answer a question with a question. I'm Jewish, and I'm pretty sure you're not.
Did you like that movie, Shawshank Redemption?
One of my all-time favorites.
Are you normal or bisexual?
I have a personal question, Mr. Roboto.
Is he? Thank you.
So we're gonna have that not up here next week.
Yeah, he'll be up next week, folks. Hey, thanks for listening, folks.
I have to get more Kleenexes. I am crying.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.